this is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, first name William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, date of birth August 1, 1939, date of evaluation June 16, 2022, the reason for a consultation, patient is scheduled for TURP, period, the HPI. The patient is an 82-year-old male with history of bladder tumor who was noted to have an abnormal EKG, period. He was subsequently referred for cardiac evaluation, period. The patient denies chest pain but reports dyspnea on going upstairs. He stated that he has dyspnea on climbing 12 stairs. His pertinent history is significant for the fact that he does have COPD, period. He has history of abdominal aortic aneurysm and his status post-stenting, period. He further has popliteal aneurysm status post-stent bilateral lower extremities, period. He has history of partial seizure, which is controlled, period. Again, he has had no chest pain, period. The past medical history, questionable coronary artery disease, next number, abdominal aortic aneurysm, next number, popliteal aneurysm, next number, COPD, period, the past surgical history. He has had stent of the bilateral lower popliteals. Next number, he is status post stenting of the abdominal aorta. Next number, removal of growth from the air. September 18, 2007. Next number, sigmoid colectomy, August 18, 2009. Next number, removal of growth from ear, April 9, 2010. Next number, repair lower eyelid, August 27, 2010. Next number, ventral hernia repair with mesh, August 7, 2012. Next number, cataract removal, June 19, 2014. Next number, cystolithoallopaxy, CYSTOLITHOLAPAXY, September 24, 2015. Next number, Mohs procedure, right ear / left eye, February 26, 2019. Next number, lower eyelid repair, March 24, 2019. Mohs defect, October 18, 2019. Next number, ectropion of the right eye, May 29, 2020. Next number, reconstruction of left lower eyelid, June 18, 2021. Next number, scalp repair, October 16, 2021. As noted, he has had stent for abdominal aortic aneurysm December 2, 2015, and stent for left and right lower extremities in October and November of 2015. The medications, Keppra 500 milligrams 3 tabs, Q12 hours, lamotrigine, 100 milligram, 1 Q12, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, combo dart, 0.5/0.4, 1 daily, Bistocap, B-I-S-T-O-C-A-P-S, 1 daily, Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, 1 HS, Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams, 1 daily, Spiralto, Respimat, 1 daily, the allergies, shellfish allergies, family history, unremarkable. Social history, he has history of prior cigarette smoking, but quit approximately 5 years ago. He notes alcohol use, period. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had no fever or chills. H-E-E-N-T. He reports impaired vision and wears glasses, ears, as noted, nose, no decreased smell or bleeding, oral cavity, he has dentures, neck, no stiffness or decreased motion, respiratory, he has asthma, he has history of smoking, gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, genital urinary, he has frequency and urgency, neurologic, he has seizures as noted, hematologic, he has easy bruising and bleeding, and again is maintained on clopidogrel. B. Physical examination, blood pressure 127/76, pulse 56, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 159 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Period. Remainder of examination otherwise unremarkable. Data review. ECG demonstrates low voltage with sinus rhythm of 50 beats per minute. Period. APCs are noted. Period. Echocardiogram performed on June 17, 2022, reveals normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction between 55% and 60%, period. There is no segmental wall motion abnormality, period. Right atria is noted to be mildly enlarged, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation is noted, period. Trace / mild pulmonic regurgitation is noted, period. Dobutamine stress echo performed in 2019 is noted to be normal and without evidence of segmental wall motion abnormality. PVCs are noted, but no findings of ischemia. Impression, this is an 82-year-old male with history of bladder tumor who is scheduled for TURP, period. He has history of peripheral vascular disease and further has history of abdominal aortic aneurysm, status post-tending in 2015, period. Currently, patient appears clinically stable, period. He has dyspnea on exertion, which most likely is due to his underlying COPD, period. He further has history of TAD, which also appears stable, period. Patient appears clinically stable for his procedure. He is therefore cleared for same, period. His overall perioperative risk is moderately increased given his history of abdominal aortic aneurysm, PAD, and COPD, period. Despite the same, he is felt to be clinically stable and is optimized for his procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation.